95.7 in Davis, California. There was the first hiccup already. They've renumbered the mics again, so I'm starting to learn again. So anyways, you're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. My name is Peter Pastor, and today you are listening to, right now, Imagining YOLO Davis. And that is a show where we interview different organizations that utilizes volunteers that make the health of this community a lot better. In the background, you're hearing the song Imagine, and that's done by DJ Newmark and Pomo, P-O-M-O. I kind of like this version. It's a little jazzy, a little, almost a little hip-hoppy. I could listen to it like for, well, I've got a guest here, so I can't listen to it all afternoon. Today, we have someone that is going to talk to us about making things happen in YOLO County. And we have Kathy Schmidt with us. She's the executive director. And I'm going to let her explain exactly what the organization does. And it's not that complicated, but it's a need out there in the community. So, Kathy, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And I'm sure everyone's kind of curious now. I built it up. They don't even know what Make It Happen YOLO actually is about. Could you explain it to us?
Yes, happy to. So our small nonprofit provides underserved youth, typically between the ages of 16 and 24, in YOLO County who are transitioning into independent living situations. And we help them with furniture, household goods, resources, through partnerships to furnish their first apartment or home. And then we also offer support and advocacy as a YOLO County cohort.
Okay. So the type of things you're looking for would be the basics for a young person to start a life on their own, which would include some kitchen utensils, I would think.
Exactly. So we provide gently used furniture.
Yep.
And those are items such as couches, desks, bookcases, table and chairs, anything that is relatively small and gently used. That can be placed in a small living area.
Right.
And then in addition to that, we provide brand new kitchen appliances, bedding, virtually everything to establish a comfortable living.
Okay. So how was this established or when?
So we're celebrating our 10th year, and the idea began informally when the founder, Elliot Jones, through experiences with CASA, it's an organization I think you're familiar with.
Yes, we had him on the show.
Yeah, of course you did. And he also worked as a court-appointed conservator in YOLO County. He recognized that the foster youth moving into independent living had resources available in terms of some monetary assistance, food, but this was a gap, that they really had no place to secure furnishings for their apartment. And then over time, Barb Geiser, Joan Garretts, and Jan Judson, who had experience with foster youth through other organizations such as California Youth Connection, took on this need and established what we are today, which is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay.
So formally established in 2014, they rented a storage unit, and the first year it served about 12 youth. Now we've served over 200 youth, and this year we hope to serve 40 youth. So we now have 5 storage units and have really strong relationships with multiple organizations in the community.
Okay, so Are there any other programs in the state similar or even in the country that you know of?
I can't speak for in the country.
Okay.
I can't even tell you specifically in the state.
Okay.
There is not another program in the county.
Okay.
So we're unique in the county
okay.
providing this service.
So the benefit of this is a youth transitions from more than likely foster care.
Correct.
And now he or she is on her own or on their own.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
And for me, if I were that age, going through foster homes, it would be like I would be excited, but I wouldn't know what I was getting into.
Right.
So you're kind of like helping them get organized and get their life going again. Besides furniture, do you do anything else, like some counseling in terms of how to use maybe a toaster? I don't know, but some microwave, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. We do provide all of those types of small appliances,
right.
And we certainly, if they need it, would help them install it,
right.
Tell them how to operate it.
Right.
We don't provide counseling per se, but what we try to understand is, are there other needs that maybe we're not prepared to provide to them,
right.
But we know of other organizations. For instance, they might need a bicycle, or they may need supplies for a child.
Okay.
So we do help try to direct them to maybe another organization that can
okay.
help and assist them in that way.
So a person that transfers from a foster home is 18. Or older?
They could be younger.
Oh, okay.
They can actually, if they've emancipated, they can actually transition out at a younger age.
Would some of them still be in high school?
They can absolutely still be in high school.
Wow.
Correct.
So now they're on their own.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate to think what I'd be doing if I was on my own at 17.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
But you mentioned bicycles. That's important in this town. Even though we have a good bus service, are you cooperating with any bicycle places in town?
Yeah. So just recently we worked or met with the principal at King High School,
right.
who runs an amazing bicycle program.
Oh, wow.
So they get bicycles from the community. They teach classes on how to repair the bicycles and how to
right.
maintain the bicycles for the high school students.
Right.
And then they sell those bicycles. And we hope to work with them closely now in the event that a child need or one of our youth needs
okay.
a bicycle.
If someone has either finished high school or not finished high school, but they're not going back to high school. Mm-hmm. What about jobs and that? Is that another organization that helps them with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there are other resources that will help them with vocational training.
Right.
Or, matter of fact, last weekend we got to participate with the graduation ceremony. 20
right.
youth graduated here in Yolo County,
okay.
which is really an amazing celebration.
Right.
And the Woodland Rotary was there, and they have programs where they help the youth find jobs,
right.
such as painting and so forth.
Right, and possibly learning how to write a resume.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So the ISLP, which is the Independent Study and Learning Program,
right.
they offer just a
Perfect.
Wonderful amount of programs.
How is this program funded?
So we rely exclusively on the community for the furniture.
Okay.
And as I said, gently used furniture. People come to us either via the phone, via our website, and we look at the furniture and we decide whether it's suitable for our youth.
Okay.
And then, of course, we rely exclusively on the monetary donations from the community as
okay.
well as foundations.
Okay.
Yep.
If I'm a listener out there and I'm kind of curious, what is the website that
yeah,
you go to?
Yeah, thank you.
Huh?
So you go to mihyolo.org.
Oh, easy enough.
Very
okay.
easy.
Okay. We'll repeat that again before the end of the show. So the programs are funded somewhat through donations, somewhat through people giving money. the citizens of the count of the city or county giving money, and then some grants you might receive.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's sort of sets the baseline here for what you are all involved in. What really intrigues me is, you've processed now 200 plus young adults.
Yep.
Do you keep track of these people, or how does this work? If let's say this person finds a job after a year or so in Vacaville and moves, what happens to the furniture? Does he or she take it or give it back?
Question. So for the first time in their lives, these are their items.
Good.
They belong to them. They are theirs to keep.
How wonderful.
I know.
Yeah.
So
how wonderful.
We have youth that come sometimes with literally nothing.
Yeah.
A bag with some toiletries is all they have. So all the items we supply to them are theirs to keep. If they move out of the county, they take the items with them. We do have a couple of ways that we stay in contact with them. We sometimes serve them more than once.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, we issue a survey, which we immediately send to them after we've served them. And
right.
we use the information provided to help us make sure that we're sort of being relevant.
Right.
And then we also, 6 months later, issue another survey to try to keep up with where are they, do they still have the items, et cetera.
Yep. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, we're almost halfway. We're going to take a short little break here because I have to tell everybody they're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California, where the grassroots grow. And talk about grassroots. We're talking today with Kathy Schmidt with the organization Make It Happen YOLO, and that they help transition foster youth to independent living. The show you're listening to is Imagining YOLO Davis. We are replayed Sundays at noon right here on KDRT and also Mondays at 4 p.m. And for those of you who can't listen to it at a certain time or want to listen to it again, if you go to kdrt.org, you will find a link to Imagining YOLO Davis, and the shows are there for your listening pleasure at whatever time you want. In addition, podcasts, I think on Spotify and iTunes and maybe one or two others, if you look up Imagining YOLO Davis, you'll find a podcast. And this show starts at 5:30 on Fridays. I am always pleasantly surprised when I drive into the studio. I usually leave around, it used to be 4:45, but I started leaving at 4:30 because at 4:30 there's a show called Eye on Sports. And I'll tell you, I sort of follow sports, but I'm not a big sports junkie. But these two guys, Chuck and I think CW, just make it so personal and give you insights into the world of sports that if you're somewhat interested in this, give them a chance and take a listen. Eye on Sports, 4:30s on Friday. Well, Kathy, let's get back to what you are all about. Do volunteers receive any kind of training, or what actually do volunteers do besides moving furniture?
Yeah, well, they move furniture for sure.
Okay.
We have volunteers that are helping us with our outreach in terms of going to businesses, apartment complexes, et cetera.
Okay.
Looking for donations.
Right.
We have volunteers that help us clean the items and make them presentable in our storage locations.
Wouldn't have thought of that.
Yep. And we have volunteers that just help coordinate and help with the outreach to make sure that we're talking to the other partnerships and we have the awareness in terms of...
Your social media, is that through volunteers or do you do that?
We do that.
What do you mean?
Well, we have a woman on our board that does the social media. Yeah.
Okay. And that is for your website. Are you on Instagram?
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook.
Okay.
I think those are about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All righty. We've talked about keeping contact or contact with the recipients, and to an extent, you do that. Mm-hmm. Do the volunteers need a certain skill set dealing with the recipients of what they're receiving?
No, not really. I think it's we usually pair them up with somebody that's a bit more experienced, uh-huh. one of the two founders who are still with the organization.
Okay.
And just to have, you know, the sensitivity that the youth are often maybe slightly uncomfortable.
Right.
They're not sure what to expect.
Right.
So you just need to be gentle and attentive.
I'm assuming most of your volunteers are adults.
Yes, they are adults.
Any young people, like in their 20s maybe?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Which is really nice.
Okay,
yeah.
I think they could relate a little better,
yep.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, I should mention one of the people on our board and an intern with Make It Happen is a recipient of our services, and she was part of the Guardian Scholarships program at UC Davis and is now going to be a senior next year, but we helped her 3 years ago when she was moving out of the dorms into independent living.
Dorms now. This isn't foster care, so you.
Well, she was a foster youth.
Yes.
But attending UC Davis, her first year she had a dorm.
Okay.
But then when she moved out, she really had nothing.
A little transition before the transition, right?
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
So okay, I get a sense of how this organization helps the community. Could you articulate that? I mean, what I see is you're creating an environment for a very young adult now to be functioning in this society.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it in a thumbnail?
I think so. I mean, unfortunately, the statistics tell us that kids that have come up through foster care have a much higher propensity to be impoverished,
right.
homeless, have mental health issues.
Right.
Potentially be incarcerated,
right.
and potentially even repeat the cycle with their own children. So we feel that it's our obligation
right.
to try to help them and provide a stable environment where they can thrive and hopefully prevent that from happening.
Right, right, yep. right. How are recipients selected? Because you mentioned this coming year you're going to have 20 or 25.
40, we hope.
40, okay, 40. But maybe there's 400 out there that need this, right?
Right.
So how do you actually select
How do we
person?
Determine?
Yeah.
yeah. So we work very closely with the social workers in Yolo County who are responsible for what they call the TAY unit, which is transition age youth.
Okay.
So they most of our youth will come to us through that referral system. So we know what their numbers are,
right.
but we also take referrals from other organizations, Communicare, CASA, but we do like to know that there is a social worker that's aware of this
right.
youth,
right.
and so we do try to make sure that we are capturing that information.
Okay, so you get a referral. If you get more referrals than you can handle, do you have a selection mechanism also, or do you just go on the referrals by professionals, I guess?
You know, that hasn't yet happened.
Oh, okay.
So we are hoping to serve more, and we are able to serve more. So that's why our outreach. We want to make sure that everybody is aware of us.
Right.
And we are able to connect with anybody out there that is in need or
so
is vulnerable.
We talked a little bit about other programs in the same area, what you're doing. I guess what I'm trying to get to is there any statistical evidence that this really works? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it too early? Especially just for you, you know, your organization is only a few years old.
Well, I think there are statistics. I can't maybe quote them, but I believe that those youth that find that have a stable environment,
right,
that have wraparound services and are able to be employed or are in some kind of higher education,
right,
undoubtedly are going to have a better outcome. I think that's a given.
So my left brain is very active, and that means I think I would love to see people that are receiving this receive like $50 or $75, but they have to spend it on art to put it in their home. They have to spend it on art, whatever it is. I don't care.
Yeah.
Whether it's a book of poetry or whether it's a painting or something, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is pie in the sky thinking,
well,
right?
No.
So, tell me a little bit about some success stories or some interesting stories that the community might think, hey, this is kind of neat, you know?
Yep. So, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. As I mentioned, our intern, I think that's a success story. She'll graduate from UC Davis next year.
Right.
She's studying sociology and very likely will move into a field where she, having lived it,
right,
will be quite a good advocate.
Oh,
so that's
unreal.
Perfect.
Right.
We also, as I mentioned, the 20 graduates last week that we were able to present a scholarship of $500. In Yolo County, the numbers are that we're graduating about 80% of the foster care youth. That's the national average is 50%.
Okay, you're talking high school now.
High school graduation.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think that shows that, you know, having wraparound services, providing support to these youth, give them the opportunity to continue on with their education, and those numbers would prove that out.
Is someone like our city interested in what you're doing and maybe coming up with a few funds, I don't know, or the state or the county? It just seems like this is such an important program.
That's a great question, and I think that they are interested.
Yeah.
I think that there's some work to do around awareness and advocacy and really working together. But organizations like Lion Realty just made a $500 donation to
Perfect.
Our organization. So I think as they become aware of us, they're very happy to support.
Oh, very good. Very
yep.
good. Where do you actually find, you know, you mentioned a realtor or a real estate company. Where do you find places for these recipients to live?
That is the million-dollar question. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody understands that housing in California is almost at a crisis stage, if not a crisis stage.
It is, yes.
So finding housing for these young people and allowing them to stay in the community that they've lived in is critical to us. And unfortunately, because the housing doesn't necessarily exist here, they often have to leave the community. We'd like to prevent that from happening, and there are organizations that are working towards that, like Shores of Hope. But again, that will be an area that in the future we will spend much more time and attention on helping secure housing.
That's a whole separate radio show. Where in the world can you get even a room for a few dollars?
Right.
And by a few, I mean under 500, let's say.
Right.
It's difficult, if not impossible.
Exactly.
Not in this town.
Right.
Maybe in the county, if you go out in the more rural area, you might be able to find that. While we're slowly running out of time here, what improvements can you imagine for the future of these programs?
Well, as we just talked about, it's the housing situation. So these young people are provided a stipend from the state of California between the age of 18 and 21.
Okay.
But that stipend often only covers their rent because rents are so incredibly high.
Right.
So we've got to find housing that's more affordable for them. And that's where we want to see this program, where we want to expand in terms of our offering is to help and advocate.
I can almost imagine, but I don't know. It's a whole separate subject. I won't go there. Okay, we've talked about your website. Could you repeat that again?
Yes, it is MIHYOLO.org.
Okay, and phone number?
And our phone number, also, if you go to the website, you'll see the phone number, but it is 530.
Yep.
And I got to look at it, my notes very quickly to make sure I don't transpose the numbers.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But let me get to it. Excuse me. Sorry for that.
No problem. We have a website. We're going to get a phone number. And
our phone, 530-341-2432.
Okay. And the initials you gave stand for Make It Happen YOLO.
For right. YOLO County.
YOLO County.
That's okay. The name of our organization.
Right. Yep. Okay. Very good. All righty. I'm going to end the show with a fade-out song, and your group picked out a song by Katy Perry called Resilient.
That's it.
I love it. Thank you, Kathy.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome.
It.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you.
Darker the night, the brighter the stars glow. I've got to shed all the skin if I want the distance. Let the sun turn into bread.
Heading your miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't.